Hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We'll play our interview with Aaron Donald coming up and 20 minutes from now at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. You could always follow on with the show at Zach Gelb on Twitter, at Zach Gelb on Instagram, or on our network accounts at CBS Sports Radio. Inside the NFC West, I think we could all agree the Rams are going to win this division again. Can you envision any way, Ryan, and this was going into last year, the toughest division in football. Now, the toughest division in football is the AFC West, with teams in that division being the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Raiders. Can you see any way, outside of health, like if Stafford gets hurt and they're going with John Wolford, that's different. Totally different. Outside of health, can you see any way where the Rams don't win the division this year? Because I can't even give you one. And that was a team that had the same record last year as the Cardinals, but they are by far and away better than the other three teams in this division.
The only team, the only way I could see is the 49ers, which they did beat them twice in the regular season last year. If Trey Lance is an unknown, if he has
85% of Mahomes' first year as a starter.
That's a great, great percentage, yes.
85% of Lamar Jackson as the first year as a starter.
Even 75%, right? If he's three quarters of what, you know, the 50 touchdown Mahomes had.
Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns and Lamar Jackson was unanimous MVP.
75% of that? They're winning the division.
They're winning the division?
Yes.
Over the Rams, yes. Who last year, the Rams could do no wrong in your eyes.
Love the Rams. I still like the Rams a lot. That's a good team. And if you have a quarterback playing that level.
Yeah, but even if Trey Lance is playing to an exceptional level, I still think the Rams are better. When I look at that Rams roster, I like the Rams defense. When you have Aaron Donald, who's the best defensive player in the league, you got Jalen Ramsey. You take a glance. You just brought in Bobby Wagner. I think people forget that Bobby Wagner's on that team now. And offensively, you have a top three wide receiver in the sport. You have Allen Robinson, who for years has been the most underrated or one of the more underrated wide receivers in the league. Maybe you get Odell back. Now you have a healthy, or you think you have a healthy, Cam Akers. And Matthew Stafford, even though if Lance plays to that level, then that's a better quarterback to Matthew Stafford. The guy still is a very good quarterback. And now on a actually good team, he won a Super Bowl in his first year. I'm surprised. With all that the Rams have to offer, plus the experience of winning, that you would say Trey Lance would win the division for the 49ers.
49ers are a good team. Like they are very deep and very solid all throughout the roster. Again, they won both regular season matchups, including a playoff game in week 18 where they had to win and get in, and the Rams were still kind of fighting for seeding and were playing. Like, they played all their starters. They played
when
that
game
in overtime.
Game.
Yeah. So it's like, if you can win twice with Jimmy G, I think if you're getting a huge first year from Trey Lance, I think that's enough to propel you.
I like the 49ers running back room, led by Elijah Mitchell. I think Debo is obviously going to play a big part in that running back game as well, even though the incentive, it's in his contract, and we have thought that he wasn't going to be inclined to do so. Jeff Wilson Jr., if he's healthy, is a good back. And to see it all come together in year one for Trey Lance as a starter, that for me is tough to see. But then, if I'm being fair, Lamar is a little bit. I didn't think Lamar was going to win MVP his first year as a starter. And I know the playoff game was horrible, but he played some valuable football down the stretch. Mahomes played one game his rookie year? If that.
Last game.
He played one game?
Yes.
And no one knew what Mahomes was going to be. So we said 75, 80%. I feel like we're just getting accustomed to seeing guys with how many guys have gotten right away and have flopped. But we all look now for the next explosive player. And in that draft class, what was being said with those quarterbacks? Trevor Lawrence, transcendent. But more of a traditional type of quarterback. Zach Wilson, maybe Patrick Mahomes light, people were saying. Trey Lance, Patrick Mahomes light. Mac Jones, people are saying, system quarterback. Justin Fields, explosive, big arm. There was just questions because he only played 1 year at Ohio State. Usually more quarterbacks than not end up flopping in the league than succeeding that at first round picks. And I'm not telling you that Trey Lance is going to be a flop and a bust. But in year one, I still have a tough time envisioning him winning that division. Now, when you look at that division, if you're a 49ers fan, I think you go into this year, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, you just want to make sure, if the 49ers had one wish at the end of the season, wouldn't that wish be that you think you've seen enough from Trey Lance to make you think that he's a quarterback of the future?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could miss the playoffs. And let's say you struggle through the first 10 games, but then down the stretch in the final seven, you play really well, and you go like 5-2 down the stretch, but you miss out on the playoffs or something like that. And I think you could still walk away with like an 8-9 record and say, yeah, that team is going to be a force to be reckoned with next year. That team's a year away. Do you consider the 49ers playoff or bust this year? Because I don't put them in the playoffs or bust conversation. Like, they have the talent to make the playoffs. But if they go, let's say, like 5 wins or 6 wins, then that's a disaster. But if you go 8-9 and you just miss out on the playoffs and Lance shows you more good than bad, and it's just the natural part of having a rookie quarterback in a transition year or a young quarterback in a transition year, I don't think that's a miserable season for the 49ers. That's why I don't put them in playoff or bust category.
I'm with you. Like, I'm picking them to make the playoffs. But if they don't, they fall short of that, we're not going to be sitting here saying they're killing them. Anyway, if you could feel like going into 2023, you know Trey Lance is our guy. We feel confident about
that. Then this year was a win.
Then the win total almost doesn't matter. Whether it's 6 wins or whether it's 12 wins, as long as you get an answer quarterback, you feel good about it. So that's why, like, the Cardinals are playoff or bust, right? We're killing them if they miss
it. Oh, yeah.
The 49ers are not in that category.
We are slamming the Cardinals if they don't make the playoffs this year. Because they made big moves last year. You now paid the quarterback. You paid the coach. You paid the GM. I know Hopkins is out for the first 6 games, but I don't care. I don't. Mahomes just lost Tyreek Hill. Aaron Rodgers lost Davante Adams. Brady lost many guys throughout the years. If you are a great quarterback, you win with less. And I'm not saying that the Cardinals have to go win a Super Bowl this year. I don't think anyone right now is picking them to go win a Super Bowl. But you need to make the playoffs this year. Now, you can forget about Seattle. Seattle's going to stink. It's going to be Geno Smith, Drew Lock, Geno Smith, Drew Lock, Geno Smith, Drew Lock, and just a lot of sloppy, sucky play. That's what it's going to be. But if I had to rank those teams right now, you tell me if you like this order or not, and if you agree or disagree. Rams 1, by far. Cardinals 2. Slightly behind them, the 49ers, and then all the way in the gutter. Do you see them over there? Oh, yeah, that's the Seattle Seahawks. Is that how you order them, 1 through 4? Oh, he's thinking.
I will flip-flop 2 and 3.
You are.
San Francisco 2, you Arizona 3, bastard. But both making the playoffs.
Oh, so you're having 3 teams still from that division?
Yes.
In?
Yes.
Wow. So you have the Cowboys and Eagles both getting in?
I do.
So you're saying no double up from the South, no double up from the North.
A one big division.
So hot take, Kiki is out on the Panthers, out on the Saints, and out. I knew you were out on Minnesota, but now you are officially out on Minnesota.
Slamming the door on the Vikings.
That's a good way of thinking about it. Because last year that team put 3 teams in the playoffs. Are they going to put 3 teams in the playoffs this year? I don't think so. I don't think the 49ers get in. Just real quickly going division to division. Last year, the AFC East put in 2 playoff teams. This year, will they exceed that number or will it be lower or the same?
Lower.
I think so, too. I think it's just the Bills.
Bills. One bid division.
The AFC West last year had the Chiefs and Raiders in. Will that be lower, exceed, or stay the same? I'm going to say higher. I think one extra team gets in. Chiefs, Raiders will both get back in, and I put the Chargers in. I know that you love the Broncos, but how many you put in?
3. Same okay. With you. The number is the same.
AFC North. Last year, it was the Bengals and the Steelers. Everyone forgets the Steelers are a 7 seed last year. I think it stays the same, but the teams change. Bengals stay, Ravens in, Steelers out.
Totally agree on everything right there.
AFC South. Last year it was just Tennessee. I think it's just one team again this year. And that's a fight between Tennessee and the Colts. And right now I give the slight edge to Indianapolis.
Again, I agree.
NFC East. Last year, Cowboys, Eagles both got in. I think they'll both get in again. And you've already said that's going to stay the same unless if you're trying to put up this Carson Wentz propaganda.
No, just reverse the order of the teams.
NFC North. Last year just one. It was the Packers, one and done. I think it will be two this year, and it will just be the Packers and Minnesota.
One bid division.
And the NFC West, you put all three in. I will only put, you put three out of four in. I will put two in.
All three.
Well, you forget about the CFC. Yeah. Sorry, they're in the purgatory.
The three that
right
are competing.
And in the NFC South, you said just one, and last year it was just one, and I'm in agreement with you that it stays just one once again this year. Who's the team under the most pressure this year that if they miss the playoffs, and realistically you're just saying, wow, that was absolutely brutal?
Has to be the Cardinals, right?
In the NFC?
With this offseason that they've had.
Dallas? I think Dallas, if they miss the playoffs, now I think Dallas is going to make the playoffs, but if Dallas misses the playoffs, I think that's worse than the Cardinals missing the playoffs.
Really? Even though they just paid the coach and the quarterback and kind of had a chaotic offseason in terms of the drama.
Because the division's better. Like, I think Philadelphia is going to win the division, but I still don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be. Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in that division. They miss out on the playoffs here, that's going to be brutal. And they could miss out on the playoffs. I think they'll make it. But if the Cowboys miss out on the playoffs compared to the Cardinals, I think it's worse for the Cowboys than the Cardinals. Jerry Jones talking about a deep playoff run here.
Well, I will say, Jerry Jones, a lot like Jim Irsay, they speak from the heart, or they speak from the heart, not the brain.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, he just...
The more
drama he stirs up, I think he believes that it reflects his win record better.
Maybe one day, eventually, Jerry will be right. Now, he's 0 for the last 20.
In the AFC, who is that? I think it's the Ravens. If the Ravens miss the playoffs again, especially with the contract not getting done, or we think it's not going to get done with Lamar Jackson, that's a team that's probably under the most pressure to make the playoffs.
I'm going to go the Chargers.
That could realistically, Chargers.
A lot of hype. A lot of hot air thrown towards them and Justin Herbert. If you miss the playoffs again,
the Brandon Staley's out of a job. Yeah, it is the Chargers. It's Chargers one, then the Ravens two.
Would the Raiders be two, in your opinion? I know it's a tougher division. That's another team that's getting a lot of praise.
No, because I think I don't have them as the fourth team. But I think a lot of people do have them as the fourth team in that division. Because they just look at the quarterbacks and keep it simplistic, and they go, okay, Carr's the worst quarterback in that division. The Broncos, too. I don't think they're making the playoffs. Broncos missed the playoffs. That's a rough look for Russell Wilson.
Absolutely. You're right about that.
100%. Because it was all the coach last time. Now you're basically running that organization. That would be absolutely brutal. Yeah, that's where I'm at on that. When you could call in and you say Buffalo missed the playoffs. Does anyone think Buffalo is going to miss the playoffs? No.
Like I said, realistic.
Yeah, real. If the Rams are going to miss the playoffs.
Josh Allen gets hurt. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. And then, that's the what-if game. The only way the Bills don't make the playoffs is if Josh Allen gets hurt. That's the only way.
Right.
If you have, Case Keenum got to an NFC title game.
That's true. 2017.
If I'm a Bills fan, the most I want to see if Case Keenum was in preseason when he was trying to just be a fan, or if it's in the fourth quarter of a lot of regular season games and you're just saying hiking, going down on one knee.
Week 18, when the number one seed is locked up and you can say, all right, this game doesn't mean anything.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the top of the fifth inning in Queens. Can I say it? Hickster?
Say it.
Now, this is not a perfect game, or is it, so far? It is a no-hitter.
It is not.
Okay. Jacob DeGrom, perfect through four as they get ready for the first batter in the top of the fifth. Mets up 2-0. We'll take a timeout when we return on the program. As Serena's also trying to win in tonight, she is down 6-5 currently right now in the second round. Oh, just made it 6-6. So here you go. So you're off to a tie break here, as we'll see who's going to continue, as this has got some time here before this does wind down. But talking about greatness, we have greatness on the show when we come on back. We'll play our conversation with the best defensive player in the NFL right now. Was just ranked in that top NFL 100 list as the best defensive player, the second best player in the league. He is Aaron Donald, who joins the Zach Gelb Show.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
We continue. This is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us on behalf of Dr. Teals is someone that is the best defensive player in the NFL and also just won a Super Bowl. That's number 99, Aaron Donald. Aaron, appreciate the time. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So right after you guys won the Super Bowl, and I was there, and I was waiting to see who was going to get the MVP, they gave it to Cooper Kupp. Now, we all know Cooper Kupp had an unbelievable season. I thought it should have been you. What were your thoughts when you didn't win the Super Bowl MVP?
I wasn't worried about it. I was too busy hugging the trophy. You know, he deserved it. He earned it. I wasn't a goal of mine. My main goal was just to, you know, accomplish winning the Super Bowl, and we did that. So wasn't even thinking about it. We was all in a moment and just to join it. So
I had Rams legend Isaac Bruce on the show right after you guys won, and he said the same thing. He goes, with what Aaron did on third and fourth down, you guys don't win the Super Bowl if you don't make those plays. So I still thought you should have won it, even though you're being a good team guy.
We don't win a game if Cooper Kupp don't score. If Stafford and him don't connect on that deep ball and then make a score. So it's a team effort, man. So I don't score touchdowns. I make plays on defense and them guys. So it worked hand in hand. So
what was this offseason like for you off the euphoria of winning your first ever Lombardi trophy?
It was great. You know, got the do a lot of different things, meet a lot of different people, but at the same time, was motivated a lot, you know, so got some good work. So same stuff, but I would just say got to connect with a lot of different people, I should say.
Now, I enjoyed how much you partied. I saw you on James Corden. That was absolutely epic. I saw you at the Lakers game. When did the partying stop? When did you have to say, okay, I can't keep on partying like this?
We enjoyed ourselves, but I would say that week after was we had a lot of fun, you had to get back to work, and you get a day here and there that you get to celebrate still. So I enjoyed myself, man. I got to enjoy it with my family, my wife, my kids, and at the same time with the fellas too. So it was one heck of an experience.
Talking to Aaron Donald right now, you tell me why this group will win it all again, because no team has repeated since the 2004 Patriots.
Well, I think we got a special team. Obviously, we had a great team last year, but if you think about the pieces we lost to the pieces we added, like a Bobby Wagner alone at a middle linebacker position is probably one of the best linebackers that I ever got to watch play. And then have an opportunity to work with him, play with him, build the brotherhood with him, been great. He's a special talent. I think we got all the pieces to the puzzle that we need to accomplish great things, but obviously, we still need to play the season. We still need to accomplish some things and make it happen. So it's a long season, but definitely ready for us for the challenge to try and accomplish that all over again. So
how much now does having the experience of winning it all actually help this group this year?
Help us a lot. You know, definitely a lot of guys that's back there that experienced it, but if anything, it should motivate that much more. You know, talking about trying to accomplish it was motivation, but when you get to live that out and you really get the experience of being a world champion, there's no feeling like it. That's the best motivation in the world that you can get. If that don't burn fire in you to try and accomplish that again, you're in the wrong business. So we got a bunch of good guys, great guys in the locker room, great leaders that understand that, they want to accomplish that and live that all over again, just the same way I feel. So when you got great leaders like that and a bunch of guys that experienced that, and then young guys coming in that is going to follow the lead of the older guys. You tend to get good things out of that. So we're going to see what happens.
Aaron Donald's here with us. Is that why you came back to try to go win another one? Because there was a lot of talk right before the big game and then in this offseason if you were going to walk away and retire.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You know, if I probably, honestly, if I want to win a Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't be playing football right now. But it's like, it's kind of addictive, man. You accomplish something like that, it's hard to just walk away without trying to do it all over again. You know, my motivation is just trying to relive that all over again. I want to accomplish that again. I want to, from the preparation to winning the Super Bowl to the celebrating with my family, I want to relive that all over again. So I talked about the motivation part. My mind is I got to accomplish that again. I'm not satisfied with just one. So
now if you win one this year, is that it?
I can't tell you that. I got to see. But I'm here. I'm here to try to win as many as I can, as long as I can play at a high level. You know, I'm going to be here to try to be a world champion. That's the only thing that I want. And ain't about individual stats and ain't about this and that. It's about doing what I need to do to play at a high level, to be a productive player, to get us where we need to get to and make the plays we need to make to win a Super Bowl. So
I've been saying it since May. I think you're going to play for 2 more years. You go a decade in this league and then you ride off into the sunset. Is that fair?
Well, we locked in for 2 years, so we're going to see.
Aaron Donald here with us on behalf of Dr. Teals. We'll talk about them in just a second. If you would have lost the big game, would you have been done? Would that have been it? Would you have walked away, or would you have that fire burn to come on back?
I can't answer that, but I will say one thing that, it's a lot that go into my decision to that the world don't really understand, because it's more things off the field that I'm handling. But, my mind was set to play 8 years and be done. That was something that I said when I got in the league. It just happened to end up winning Super Bowl my eighth year in the NFL, and the year I said I'll retire. So it just played out how it played out. But thinking about what could have happened or what it would have been, it ain't going to do nothing, because we're here now, and we won a Super Bowl, and I'm here to play my ninth year right now. So
other than win another Super Bowl, what else would you want to accomplish in this league? Because you've accomplished so much. It seems like you accomplished everything.
Honestly, that's it. That's the only thing that I'm chasing. To be honest with you, it's not for a defensive player of the year. It's not for all pro. Obviously, when you put the body working, you kind of got the mindset that you put the work in to accomplish them things. But the ultimate goal for me, the only thing that I'm really doing an extra step for, what I'm watching an extra film, the only thing that pushed me, give me them chills, is just thinking about being a world champion again. The feeling that I had, the accomplishment, the peace of mind you get is being a last team stand. There's nothing like it. So
do you feel like you're one of the best players to ever participate in the NFL and play in the NFL?
I can't answer that, because I'm still playing. So maybe one day when it's all said and done and I hang it up, you ask me that question, I can give you a true heart-to-heart answer. But right now, I'm too much in the moment to even, think like that, because I'm still playing. So, my career is not done.
Aaron Donald here with us. What happened last week in joint practices? Because we all saw the video of you swinging helmets and people were wondering what was going on there.
It was just a practice. Obviously people got phones out and things like that, but I'm not going to sit and talk about negative stuff that happened at a practice. My main focus is Buffalo. So
was there any internal punishment?
We talked. So
were you thinking maybe you were going to get suspended or anything?
Hey, Zach.
I wasn't worried about it. So
yeah, we're just going to focus just here, because Aaron's here today to talk about Dr. Teals. So you do have 2 minutes left if you want to pivot to your last question, please.
No, okay. Just one more thing, Aaron, on this, and I'll get to Dr. Teals. What sparked it? Just wondering, because I think people are curious about it.
Well, being a guy that's 31 years old, my main focus is football. Obviously, the physical part you do, but it's more about the recovery thing that I need to do, and being a partner with Dr. Teals and be able to use Dr. Teals twice or three times a week to help my body recover. And, I usually soak 15, 20 minutes in the tub, help me to be able to play at a high level and be productive. So, you learn a lot more as you get older, as far as it ain't all about work. You got to take care of your body and make sure that you're able to play at a high level and be able to partner with Dr. Teals, a product that I actually use and love. Been great for me the past few years, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can play at a high level and doing everything I need to do to take care of my body so I can be able to perform. So
anything else on Dr. Teals on that front?
That's it.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good luck this upcoming season.
Yep.
So there you go. That was our conversation earlier today with Aaron Donald. And that was a voice of a publicist that just jumped in. They were on the call. And Aaron, I guess, didn't really want to address much of what did transpire in the practice field. I gave him a few opportunities to do so. I thought all the questions were fair. I stand by all those questions. And you could say a lot of things just happened on a practice field and you're ready for Buffalo. I just wonder genuinely what happened. That's it. And we weren't able to get an answer on what actually transpired in that situation. So I guess they had conversations internally and that was that. When you do those interviews, And I know he's on a tour. You get 10 minutes. And it was like, what, 8 minutes and 30 seconds? Nine minutes was our interview, something like that. The first 5, 6, 7 minutes were great. I had to eventually ask him about the helmet situation. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. Got to ask a few questions, a few follow-ups, and that was the way that it was handled. So since the NFL does not have control over that practice, he's not going to get suspended. And now Aaron Donald will be playing week one up against the Buffalo Bills. You could say it's right. You could say it's wrong. Is what it is. I don't really care if he's playing or not, but I just had to ask those questions because I think everyone saw the video last week and said, what the bleep went on to make you have two helmets swinging around on a football field? So that's what I got on that. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. 2-1 in this Mets-Dodgers game. As Jacob deGrom obviously has allowed a hit. He's at 79 pitches. It's going to be a 2-2 pitch here with two outs. Serena did win the first set 7-6. And deGrom, is that going to be a home run back at the track and just stay it in the ballpark? So 2-1 as that now goes to the middle of the six. It's a good sports night here, hot take Hickey, with the U.S. Open and then also the Mets-Dodgers game going in right now. I'm not usually, regular season baseball, we don't do much, but you have the Mets and the Dodgers playing right now. It does have a playoff feel to it, especially with the closeness of the game last night.
Oh, yeah. Two best teams in the NL, two of the best teams in all of baseball. Baseball playoffs are unpredictable, but these two, you think, are on a collision course for the NLCS. Great series in L.A. earlier this year. It's Jacob deGrom, best pitcher on the mound tonight. It's a great game. Great feel.
Now, getting back to our conversation that we just had with Aaron Donald and moving on from the whole helmet situation and how it was handled, I thought the other fascinating part of the interview was the retirement stuff. And we probably had like 3-4 minutes on his future. The end is near, I think it's safe to say, for Aaron Donald, where he said for a while he wanted to play 8 years. We knew that. And he always said he wanted to play 8 years and then he won the Super Bowl. I thought it was fascinating how when I asked him, and he said he couldn't answer it, but then in one of his other answers, the reason why I followed back up, because it sounded like that's what he was saying, and I just wanted to get it clear, that if they didn't win a Super Bowl, he's not sure if he would have been back. Which I would think, right, if you get that close, you've been in two Super Bowls, and let's just say they would have lost and not have won, I would have thought you would return because you've been so close, go give it another year or two and see if you could get that Lombardi trophy. But it may be, and this is just speculation based off the answers that were given to us, maybe if you lose twice in the big game, he was on that line of thinking of maybe it's just not meant to be.
I think it highlights, too, the exhausting and difficulty it is to win a Super Bowl. Like, we looked on paper, the Rams are talented, the Buccaneers are talented, the Bills are talented. Like, the Bills, for example, this year, right? Everyone is saying they're the best team in football. They should win the Super Bowl this year. And here, Aaron Donald say, how close he was to retirement. And just remind you, it's not easy to win a Super Bowl whatsoever. And there's so much that goes into it. There's so much emotion to where if you do get to that, the ultimate game where he is driven. You heard in the interview, he said, I'm driven to win a ring. You saw emotionally was he won the game. But it's like to get that close and then say, if he was to retire, if they lost, it should highlight how hard it is.
Now, he's the best defensive player in football. He's one of the greatest defensive players of all time. If he would have lost, though, as great as he is, you know what the narrative would have been about him? In the big game. Because if you recall that Super Bowl up against the Patriots, he basically did nothing. If he would have lost up against the Cincinnati Bengals, that means the stuff on Samaje Perine doesn't happen. That means throwing Joe Burrow around to literally win the game does not happen. And then you look back at the Aaron Donald performance, and other than that kerfuffle on the sideline, didn't really do much then in two Super Bowls. So that would also be tough to swallow. Now, luckily for him, he showed his greatness. He showed why he's one of the greatest football players and one of the greatest defensive players of all time. He has that ring, and as Scott Zolak says, planet players make planet plays. And he's a planet player, and he made planet plays in the biggest moment of their season. Now, you look at his career, he's a 3-time defensive player of the year. He's 7-time first-team All-Pro. He's an 8-time Pro Bowler. Now, I asked him in that interview, is there anything else other than the Super Bowl and winning another one that you wish to accomplish that you haven't? And the answer is no. He even said, it doesn't matter if I win another Defensive Player of the Year. It doesn't matter if I win another spot in the first team All-Pro or a Pro Bowl. Now he's addicted to winning because he got a taste of that winning. And I do believe, and I said this back in, was it April or May? I said in the interview, was it April or May? That I remember doing a take here on CBS Sports Radio. I thought he's only going to play for 2 more years. And I still stand by that. And I said it again today in the interview. But with that being said, Ryan, when I asked him if you win again this year, is that it? You have to see how it plays out, even though you get addicted to winning. How much do you need to win? And we talk about how tough it is to win back-to-back. And you look at the last team to do it was the 2004 Patriots. Teams have come close. Seattle, they were a yard away from doing so. Tom Brady had 505 yards and a losing effort to the Eagles. So they were close. If you went back-to-back, it's impossible or almost impossible in this league in a one-and-done tournament to go back-to-back-to-back. So I will put a little clarification in my 2 more years take for Aaron Donald. If he wins a Super Bowl this year, I think that's it for him. And you look at, he's only 31. Like, if he wants to, he go play another 5 years. I don't know about you, Ryan. It doesn't look like to me he's slowing down anytime soon.
Hot take. Aaron Big Donald take. Still has it.
Big take Gelb. Gargantuan take Gelb.
What's bigger, that take or his traps? His massive traps. Yeah. Did he have a shirt on in the interview?
Yes, he had a shirt on in the interview.
If I was him, I probably wouldn't.
Big number 99 chain, too.
That's pretty fresh.
Yeah, it was a nice-looking chain. There's no doubt about that. But I hear those answers. At most, 2 more years in this league. At most. He wins the Super Bowl this year. Boom. Career's over. I think he's out in 9 years.
And in a convoluted way almost as well, it almost kind of also underscores, like, when you're close, if you're an NFL team, you got to go all in. Because you never, like, now with the money being greater and players more conscious about their post-career health, a guy like Aaron Donald, who is the, you know, one of the best players in the NFL, you could make an argument, is the best player in the NFL, almost walked away at the peak of his career, let's say if the Super Bowl did not go the Rams' way, and almost walked away even with the Super Bowl ring this year. So if you're the Rams, it's not like, oh, we got a 5-year window with Matthew Stafford. It's, well, now we're close, and, you know, other players are, you know, that are getting a lot of money, if they are, you know, start to look ahead or just lose the love, maybe that window shrinks. Not everyone's going to do it, but certain players hurts the Super window, you know, or it shrinks it, I should say.
Now, he did say he had a 2-year commitment also in that interview.
Did say that. There's a 3-year deal now.
Yeah, I guess there's an out.
Okay.
I did think it was a 3-year deal. I guess where the the majority of the money is tied up in
first
this year,
2 years.
And next year. If he wanted to retire after 2022, the dead cap in 2023 is $44 million. It falls to 19.5 in 2024.
It's like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Putting a lot of faith, the Rams and the Packers are, in two guys that, at least in Donald's case, were absolutely near retirement this past offseason, that they'll return after 2022 for 20. Could you imagine 44 dead cap on Aaron Donald retiring?
You know what's nuts? I used to think that's a big number with some of the quarterbacks that have been traded.
Oh, no.
But that's also, like, I used to thought I knew what dead cap was. And then it's like, oh, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. I was like, oh, yeah, they'll be fine. It's not the end of the world. It's not that big of a deal. Like, the Rams got rid of Jared Goff, no problem. The Eagles, that's the forgotten part about this. The Eagles and Rams, in the year they traded away their franchise quarterback, the guy that was supposed to be the guy that they tied up money to, the season after it, the Rams won a Super Bowl, and now the Rams did it because they went and significantly upgraded. No one knew what Jalen Hurts was going to be. And we still don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be, but they made the playoffs last year in Philadelphia. If I would have told you last year that the Eagles would have made the playoffs before the start of the season, the Rams, obviously, you thought playoffs was definitely possible. But if I would have told you the Eagles would have went to the playoffs last year, you would have said no shot.
No way, Jose.
Especially with what happened with Sirianni early on in that season. With the flower analogy and how it's going to blossom and grow and everyone has to do their work to make their flower grow. He was dead man walking. He was one and done in Philadelphia.
Hands the ball off? You can do that? What is that?
Oh, yeah, that was also true.
Sanders got like 2 carries a game.
Barely elected to run the football early on. But he made the adjustments.
Credit to him.
Jalen Hurts, to me, is one of the more fascinating players in the league this year. I just want to know what he's going to do coming off a playoff berth. Like, Jalen Hurts and Tua, both similar situations when you look at the Eagles compared to the Dolphins. Now, the Eagles made the playoffs last year. The Dolphins didn't. But McDaniel, right, kind of reminds you now the way that people were talking about Sirianni. Except, I guess, more people just like McDaniel from initially. You went out and got a good wide receiver in Waddle and Smith. Now you double down on that in A.J. Brown, and even better when you look at A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill. You got good defenses there. And I don't think anyone's saying Philly's going to win the Super Bowl or the Dolphins going to win the Super Bowl, but there's both playoff expectations for those teams. It's very similar.
Hope the Cowboys brought their boxing gloves to that game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson now coming to Philly.
Remember when he talked smack? Wasn't he the guy who talked smack to Brady last year? When the Saints beat the Bucks, and he crossed his arms and looked right at Tom Brady. I'm pretty sure that was him.
He's also the same guy that got in a fight with Michael Thomas. So that absolutely checks off. And then fought, was it Wims or the Bears? Took his mouthpiece and punched him in the head.
Oh, Javon Wims?
Yeah.
Look at you. You're all plugged in on these fights.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, man. He's a scrapper. Fits perfectly into Philly.
But get him back into the dead cap. If Rodgers walks away after this year, $99.7 million.
He probably won't.
I think he's definitely in for the next 2 years.
That's a risk, though, I would not want to take if I'm the Packers.
Oh, come on. What, you going to play Jordan Love?
No. I'm just like, with the way the contract, like, I don't know. Like, to have that, like, I get you're pushing money back to save some money now.
Yeah, he wants to go on a permanent punch of karma cleanse.
$100 million. Could you? I hope he retires just to see.
Why? Why do you have to say that?
Just to see that.
We're very popular in Wisconsin, and you're going to say that?
I'm just curious to see how half the team has to get cut. There's $100 million. We're just okay. Gonna be like 180 next year. We have $80 million to spend because Aaron Rodgers said, "You know what? I'm going out on the ayahuasca. And I'm just gonna sit in the mountains and drink my psychedelics."
Now, I'm not usually someone that really tries to number crunch and figure out how it's going to work because that's just above my pay grade. Like when everyone's freaking out, how are the Saints gonna get below the cap? And how are the Eagles going to get below the cap when I would cover the Eagles in Philadelphia? I don't know how that would work. If you have that much money tied up to Rodgers, I genuinely do not know.
Can you trade that contract to someone else? Please take it off our hands.
Maybe he wants to go play Minnesota. Go play the Jets, and then you got to go play Minnesota. Are the Rams going to have a Super Bowl hangover? Big test early on. I think it helps up against the Bills.
I don't think so, in part because I think the NFC is too weak.
That so blah.
They'll just, like, they have one of, you got to go through the schedule. They have one of the easiest, not the easiest path, just to the Super Bowl in of itself, of any team trying to repeat.
Oh, was that a robbed home run? Brandon Nimmo just robbed what would have been a solo shot. Mets and Dodgers.
Defense matters, folks. Fundies matter.
By the way, I don't know how we're going to do this postseason this year. This is a regular season game, and people can't see Hickey. Hickey was just jumping up and down, going nuts. When the playoffs come, I don't know how we're going to have you be the producer of this show.
The Rangers was tough. The Mets is going to be worse. I might hyperventilate and die in the air. I'm not even kidding. I'm nervous.
Might hyperventilate and die.
Like we're talking like NLCS Game 5 here.
Yeah. We got to make a sounder, by the way, for MLB postseason like we did for the NHL.
And it's like every day now, too, which is even worse. There's no breaks.
In the Rams' first 3 games, you play the Bills. Going to be a close game, high scoring. Atlanta should easily be a win. And then you play Arizona without DeAndre Hopkins.
Atlanta week 2 is a godsend. Because either way, you're going to be emotionally either high after beating the Bills or coming off that low if the Bills do win.
Yeah.
It's a layup right there. That's like a college football schedule right
there. Their schedule this year, the Rams, Bills, Atlanta, Arizona, San Francisco, Dallas, Carolina, San Francisco, Tampa, Arizona, New Orleans, Kansas City, Seattle, Raiders, Green Bay, Denver, Los Angeles. How about that stretch?
Remember we were talking about before the
Raiders,
Cowboys?
Raiders, Green Bay, Denver, Los Angeles.
It's a tough schedule for the Rams.
Talking about the Chargers. And then you play Seattle. Obviously, the Chargers going up against the Rams.
L.A. playing L.A. That'd be a great game.
That's
Rams versus the Rams.
How about that tune-up in December?
They have a tough schedule.
You get three AFC West teams and, oh, yeah, you get the Packers. It's a tough schedule. They're still going to be an 11-12 win team. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. Got to get to the CBS list next.